Thank you for calling.
Hello, is this Ryan?
Let me look for Ryan. May I have your name, please?
Shelby Wagner.
Shelby, give me a quick moment. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Shelby, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I wondered why you didn't call.
I actually got a little confused because Judy Han told me to give you a call at 5 EDT, I guess.
Yeah.
Since we are in Pacific, I just miscalculated the time. I'm really sorry for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was talking on the phone, but I didn't get any messages or anything telling me that I was getting another call. So I don't know what happened.
I'm really sorry. Is it a good time?
Okay. Yeah, this is fine.
Okay, perfect, Shelby.
As long as I don't let my dinner burn. You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can perfectly hear you. I'm not going to take much of your time. We will just have a small discussion about it, and we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Okay. So, Shelby, I took a quick look at your Google Knowledge Panel, Google page, and the work you have done. So you recently published a book. It's Learning to Dance in the Rain?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, we are looking to create a Wikipedia page for you. Can you please tell me, have you ever considered the possibility, or did the thought ever occur to you?
I'm sorry, I'm not getting what you just asked me.
That did you ever discuss the possibility to get a Wikipedia page? Did you ever try for it?
No, I haven't. I've done a lot of marketing, but I haven't done that one.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
I don't know how much money it involves and so on.
Well, you know, if you're looking to have a full-fledged experience, I think that we will be able to, you know, come down to a number that works for both of us. But right now, Shelby, we need to discuss about your requirements. So first things first, when I take a quick look, when I look for your name on Google, when I Google Shelby Wagner, I didn't really see much about your book. I literally had to type Shelby Wagner author. Then it started showing me your Amazon page. Then we had your Goodreads. You recently were featured in an article on the Daily Reporter. I can see that article as well. So we have good press
here.
What is
the article? What was the article featured on?
Author of Learning to Dance in the Rain joins Chamber of Chamber of Commerce.
You've got that on there? Oh, that's on Goodreads?
No, that's on the Daily Reporter.
That's on what?
That's on the Daily Reporter, the website. It has
to. Yeah, that was a cover. Yeah. Okay.
So, perfect. We have one article. Now, Shelby, in order to get yourself featured on Wikipedia, let me explain you the process and how it works, and then we'll take it from there. So first things first, Wikipedia is an open source platform where you can put information about you and the work you have done. You cannot write promotional content there. You cannot write content that is, you know, with the tone. It's marketing or promotional in any manner. So what we need to do is we actually need to publish a few articles on different platforms, for example, Forbes, for example, LA Weekly, for example, Yahoo, for example, different platforms which actually have good credibility, good notability, which can actually be used as references for your Wikipedia page. If you have ever used Wikipedia, you might have noticed that once the person with details, once the page ends, at the very bottom, you can see a different segment for references. Have you ever noticed that?
Wikipedia, that's what I go to, is like an encyclopedia. Information. Yeah, right. So I haven't actually, should I type in Wikipedia and find what you're talking about? Or?
I mean, if you're not busy right now, I would really appreciate
right
if you could do that.
Computer.
Okay.
Yeah, so I typed in Wikipedia.org. And I have Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia with the world in the middle and all of these symbols.
Okay.
And the different languages around it. Is that what I should be seeing?
Yeah. you do see a portion where you can actually type in a word and search for it, correct?
Yeah, I see a search box. Right?
Okay. Can you please type anything? Let's do cars there. Can you please type cars there?
I don't understand the word.
Cars. C-A-R. Cars.
Oh, car. C-A-R?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
It's
yeah,
okay.
I guess, okay.
So
I see a bunch of cars on the right-hand side, a bunch of writing about cars on the left, and about film cars, and yeah.
If you scroll down, once the, you know, we have the heading for plot, then we have voice cast, then we have production. If you just continue scrolling down, you'll see that there's a different segment for references right at the very bottom of the page.
Offenses?
References.
Oh, references. References.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow, this is a big... Yeah, I see references, right.
So
okay.
These are all the references that actually were used to create this page. So anything they have put in here, whether it's at the very top of the page, whether it's somewhere in the between, everything we have on this page, it has been referenced. So when we are talking about creating your Wikipedia page, we will be needing articles just like the one you have on the Daily Reporter. So we can use this article as a reference on Wikipedia page. In the same way, we will go ahead and write about 5 to 6 articles for you and then use them as references on your Wikipedia page. This way, we can have multiple headings created. For example, the first paragraph is going to be introduction for you. Then it's going to come down with your early life, then career, then you have published a book. We are going to mention about the book, how the journey was, and then, you know, at the very bottom, there will be references. So we need to put references in Wikipedia because they require that. They don't allow anyone to put any information there without it being credible. So we need to reference everything there. So this was the first step. We need to create articles for your Wikipedia page. Once it's done, we're going to use them as references on your Wikipedia page, and then your Wikipedia page will be connected with your Google page. So it's all a lot confusing, but trust me, down the line, it's going to be really simple for you. Now, if you just open a new tab and type down a name, her name is Amanda Cerny.
Not do the Wikipedia, just type in her name?
No, you can open a new tab.
Uh-huh. But don't go to the Wikipedia site.
Yeah, we can leave that there.
All right, so I type in Amanda.
C-E-R-N-Y, Cerny.
Can't get on the right keys here. And how do you spell the last name?
C-E-R-N-Y, Cerny.
Okay. Taking a long time, sorry.
It's okay.
Must be a lot of people on the internet tonight.
What I actually wanted to show you was the kind of Google page I'm actually going to build for you. At the very right side of the page, we have her pictures, a small biography about the things she has done. She has appeared in different movies. Basically, Amanda is a social media influencer. She has about 24 million followers on Instagram, and she has recently worked in a lot of movies. So, you know, things like that. She works in the same industry. She is from the entertainment industry. So that's exactly what I plan on doing for you. How this is going to help you with your book and you as an author, well, Wikipedia absolutely has the best domain authority. Once your page is created, it's going to be shown at the very top. It's going to be the first link where every time your name is Google. After that, it's going to be your website and then your social media handles. this way, people will
this,
actually...
This is on Google?
Yeah, this will be done on Google alongside with your Wikipedia page.
All right, when I'm on a Google browser, and when I typed in Shelby Wagner, my stuff comes up already there. You said you didn't find any?
When I typed Shelby Wagner, all I saw was Shelby Wagner design, and then it had different pictures. The first website was ShelbyWagnerDesign.com. If I scroll down, I'll see the Instagram page for Shelby Wagner Design. Then there's a LinkedIn page, Shelby Wagner, Vice President, Silicon Valley Bank.
Which browser are you using?
I am using Google Chrome.
You're using what?
Google Chrome.
Well, that's what I'm using, and got my name. We found Shelby. Has her first name.
Mm-hmm.
Sturgis, Michigan, which is where I use. On the right side, it's got my picture and all my information there. But it does say over there, it says Shelby Wagner, author. But, yeah, I don't know why I get it and you don't. That's
okay,
interesting.
Which state are you in?
Michigan.
Oh, okay. So you're in Michigan. I think the location is playing a good point here because I am in California, and when I type in your name, the first thing I see is Shelby Wagner Design, and then there are a lot of links for it. Just
that's
after
what
then,
I used to see, yeah. That's
just
what
after
I used
that,
to see.
I see, just after that, I saw your Amazon page. I still haven't seen your website here. On the very first page.
Really?
Yeah, on the very first page, there is no.
I go to Firefox and what is it? Fire something or other. Fox, what is it? I don't even know. Firefox, yeah.
Yeah, it's
and my name is all up there. It's the same as what I did. That whole page is me until you get down to the bottom. Yeah.
Maybe it's because of the state and the other references. It's showing different results to different people on the basis of where they are actually searching from. So I think we need to work on the SEO as well. We need to improve that. So every time your name is Google, the results are same for everyone, whether they're searching for your name in the U.S., whether they're searching for your name in Canada. We need to make sure that everyone is on the same page. So that will be done as well. So... have you heard about the Google Knowledge Panel?
The Google what panel?
Google Knowledge Panel.
I can't spell that middle word after Google.
Google
something panel.
Yeah, Knowledge Panel.
Oh, Knowledge.
Yeah. Am I speaking too fast for you?
I've not heard of the Google Knowledge Panel.
Okay.
Only my Google, my business, and...
It's exactly like that. It's exactly like that. But when you do it for a business, it shows the business address, where the business is. It shows the phone number for the business. When I see Google Knowledge Panel, it will have information about you. It will show your pictures. It will show that Shelby Wagner is an author. Then it will have your social media handles. Then it will have the book that you have worked on and a small biography about you. So that is the basic definition of Google Knowledge Panel. That will be created for you as well. So
what happens with what's this here already? And this is my home. I don't have a place of business, so I don't really want my address out there.
No, it doesn't.
It's all
it
over this page.
To have your address. It doesn't need to have your Google My Business is different. It's for businesses. Google Knowledge Panel is different. It's for individuals. It's going to show about their work only. It is not going to have your phone number. It's not going to have your address, anything like that. That is going to be confidential. It's just going to say that Shelby Wagner is an author. She has written the book, et cetera, things like that. Then it's going to have the link for your book. It's going to have, you know, different things about you, different achievements that you have had with the book. Just that. It's not going to have your address or phone number. It just enhances
your credibility.
What
happens to this page? what happens to this page that I have out there already?
It will remain the same. Right now, when you Google your name, you see everything about you. I am Googling your name for the first time. I didn't really see you on the first page. So we actually need to improve that. How is that going to help you? It actually enhances the credibility. I am definitely sure that the book that you have worked on, this wasn't the last book that you have worked on. You plan on writing more books, I guess.
Yes.
So obviously,
once
people have read your book, once people actually have started acknowledging you, they will be searching for you. The first thing that we need to do is enhance your online presence. Once we have done that, it just gives people the belief that the person they are following anywhere, whether it's social media or, you know, whether they're following their work, has achieved a lot of stuff in their life. So, you know, this is something that I always recommend to people, whether they are entrepreneurs, whether they are celebrities. Every person that I have worked with, Google Knowledge Panel is a must because it directly connects with the Wikipedia page. It's going to show your all achievements, how you actually started your journey, and how you managed to reach wherever you are right now. I am sure there is a story that you would like to tell people.
Would you look at my website?
I am on your website.
You're on my website? LearningToDanceInTheRain.org? Okay. I pulled up from the Google page that I have my name on it, and that went to the let's see, what am I doing? I don't know what I did.
It's okay.
Anyway, that Shelby Wagner Design is about the fifth one down, and I'm all the first four.
Actually,
my Facebook page is there.
Actually, it's the other way around.
The other way around
for
you.
My browser. Yeah, I see the Shelby Wagner Design first, and then I just see your Amazon page. I didn't even get your website on the very first page of the Google. So that's why we actually push you.
Okay. So, and why do you think that I'm getting it and you're not? Why do you think I'm getting it and you're not?
Maybe it's because first thing is it's the same state where you actually live, so people actually have searched for your name there. Google is showing them the results they are most interested in. The second thing is I think you have Googled your name before as well.
I've looked on
so that's one reason. Google knows that you're interested in your own website. That's why that is being shown at the very top. Because it's completely different at my system. I got the Shelby Wagner Design first, then it was different social media pages for them. Then it had your Amazon page, and that's about it. To get on your website, I actually had to change the page. I went on the second or third page to actually access to your website.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, creating a Wikipedia page, Shelby, we have been doing it for almost 9 years now. We have created the pages for almost 1,100 customers. We have the success rate of almost 97.5%. So when we say that we can get your page created, it's a definite yes. But I have told you the requirement is to create more articles about you. Right now we have one article. I'm sure there are going to be more. I can find a couple more. I didn't really dig into, but we will still need to work with almost 5 to 6 articles, then publish them on different platforms. For example, you're not too. So a good page for you would be on Yahoo Entertainment, or, you know, we can do a press release about your book on LA Weekly. These platforms are pretty credible. These platforms are pretty notable. Wikipedia accepts them. Once we have published these articles, we go ahead and use them as references to create your Wikipedia page.
Is that like my press release that I have on Yahoo?
Sorry, I didn't really get you.
Well, I had a press release that several, I've had several, but I'm just wondering what kind of
these press
articles
releases,
are you looking for?
Okay. These press releases and articles that I'm actually talking about, these need to be about you, about what your journey looked like. It needs to have the knowledge that we can put on the Wikipedia page. For example, if we are going to write a paragraph about your early life, we need to publish an article which actually tells about your early life. So that way we can actually use it to connect with your Wikipedia page. When I say that we will be mentioning about your book on the Wikipedia, we actually need to write about something about your book, how you wrote this book, what the journey looked like, when it was published, and how good it has done so far. So then we can actually use it as references on the Wikipedia page.
I have a Kirkus review and a Blue Ink review, and I have a blurb by a podcast hostess that I was on. That's on my website. If you look under reviews, I believe. And I wrote an article that was published in the iPain Living magazine. Are those the kind of things that you need?
No.
Or do I need to write new ones?
Actually, we cannot use the articles that you have written. It should come from a third party.
Okay.
We cannot use your social media accounts as references because these are the platforms which are created by the person himself or herself. We actually need independent research.
Wait a minute. If you look on reviews, none of those are written by me. Those are all other people.
But still, they are listed on your website. We cannot actually use your website as a reference to create the Wikipedia page. This may sound...
You can't use those reviews, you mean? Those
no,
reviews
we cannot use reviews as references on the Wikipedia page. We need articles. That's how Wikipedia works. Because what happens, what we can do is we can go ahead and create a Wikipedia page with the information listed on your website. What will then happen is Wikipedia works with different moderators. They're going to come, they're going to check it, and then they're going to label your Wikipedia page as lack of references. Because these references should come from third parties. Once your page has been flagged by the moderators, there's very little we can do. So, you know, the reason Wikipedia has been so tough to create is because they have really strict guidelines and policies. This is what companies like ours exist. Because we know, we have been learning about the policies, we have been learning about the guidelines over these years, and we know what the loopholes are. So what we do is when we submit a copy to Wikipedia, we make sure that everything is there, all the corners has been covered, and we have actually fulfilled all the gray areas. So it's a show yes from them. Wikipedia takes about 24 to 48 hours to give us an approval. Once they have provided us with an approval, we'll go ahead and let you know. Every time your name will be Google, your Wikipedia page will be coming at the very top. And after that, the process doesn't really end there. For the next 6 months, we will be working with you. We will be updating your Wikipedia page. We will be making sure that no moderator comes in between, raise any flags against your page. Once everything is good to go, the 6 months period has passed, we'll hand over you the things, and it's going to be your responsibility then.
Okay. Do you see the press release that was on Chicago, I think the Chicago Daily Reporter?
Let me look for it. Chicago Daily Reporter shall be
there. It was on Yahoo Finance. If the same one was on Yahoo Finance.
I do see that. So I think you have good press in the U. It's just that it's not showing it. It's not being shown at the top. We need to work on the SEO because these articles are actually going to help with enhancing your online presence. So what we can do is we can do a little SEO on these articles and then promote them at the first page. I think if you have an article on Chicago Reporter as well and Yahoo Entertainment, I think that then we'll need to write only about 2-3 articles more to get your Wikipedia page live. We will not require, because when I first looked for your name, I could only see one article, and that was on the Daily Reporter. So that's why I say told you, but I can see that you have.
There is another one on the Daily Reporter, and there are three on the Sturgis Journal.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the same as what is on the Daily Reporter.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yeah, it does. It does. It definitely does. When we'll start, in the next 72 hours, we'll be sharing a detailed research report with you. That report is going to include all the press releases, articles, everything that has your name in it will be shared with you. Once you give us the approval on the report, we'll go ahead and start writing your article from the references that will be shared with you, everything that we have found on the internet about you. Once we have written the article, it will be shared with you. You go through the literature that we have written. Once you approve that, we'll go ahead and submit that to Wikipedia.
And does the article that was printed that I wrote for the iPain Living magazine, does that count?
No, it doesn't, because that article was written by you. Anything that you have written yourself, that doesn't count. It should come from a different person. It should come from a third party.
Okay.
And, you know, that's how it works. When I say full.
So Kirkus Review doesn't count because I have it on my website?
Exactly. It doesn't count because it's on your website. But you don't need to be worried about it, Shelby. If there is a requirement for more articles, we're going to do that. You don't need to worry about that. We will not be telling you that you need to publish more articles or get them published. We will be here to do that. It's just that the service doesn't come with just Wikipedia creation. It actually comes with getting everything done for the creation. That's why we will be creating a Google Knowledge Panel. That's why we will be writing articles about you, just to make sure that when we submit the copy to Wikipedia, it gets, you know, approved. Because what happens, if you have tried many times to create a page and Wikipedia has rejected it, on the basis of rejection, for example, if the person was trying to promote their business or themselves and Wikipedia has taken it down, then they made another attempt and it was taken down again. So what Wikipedia does is it just bans the name. So let's say my name is Ryan Chase. I tried to create a Wikipedia page. It was taken down. I tried again and then it was again taken down. So the next time I will be trying, Wikipedia will permanently ban me at least 10 years. So you cannot be on the That's why what we do is, for submitting them the article, we make sure that all the corners are covered. We have done our homework, and when we submit the article to them, it gets a yes. Because you don't get many opportunities to do that. It's just a couple of opportunities that you're allowed. If you fail to achieve those roles in those responsibilities, then it's just taken down. I think the dinner is ready.
Yeah, you could smell it.
What have you made?
Oh, dear. It went off a long time ago. Oh, golly, I burned it.
What did you make?
I made quiche. I've been hungry for quiche, and I finally made some, and now it's really brown on top.
and you know, it's actually funny. You're there. We're in Gewiss. We're in the same country. But right now you're preparing for your dinner, and I just had my lunch. I was away from
home.
I got back and I gave you
Where are you?
I am in
Where
LA.
Are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, LA. So you're 3:40.
Yeah.
Well, it's still edible.
Yeah. So it was actually quite late. I usually have my lunch at 1 p.m. It got late today.
I think it's going to be crunchy, but it looks good. It smells good.
I hope it is.
How much does all this cost?
Okay. Now, Shelby, if we talk about all the things done for the Wikipedia page creation, and creating the Wikipedia page, the maintenance for your page for the 6 months, and the Google Knowledge Panel, along with the SEO for all your articles. Because if I'm facing this, you're in Mississippi right now. I think that
Michigan.
People out Michigan.
Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Michigan.
You're in Michigan right now. So I think outside Michigan, people are actually having a hard time because I was actually surprised when you told me because it doesn't usually happen. I will share a screenshot of my Google page with you as well because I wasn't lying. I could actually not find you. So, yeah, if we cover everything that we have discussed, the package that includes everything is the professional package, which is listed for $3,900 on our website. But since we were running a promotional discount for the 4th of July, this entire week it was independence discount. So after that, it's going to cost you only $2,900, a flat discount of $1,000.
All right, well, I have a finance department that I'm going to have to run it by and tell them about it and so on.
I can't make
that decision right now. Pardon?
I cannot hear you, Shelby.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right. Okay. I said right now I don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the money. I just don't. So I'm going to have to wait a while.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I have to say.
Okay. That was pretty quick. But, okay, Shelby, let's not do everything at the same time. Let's start with just the Wikipedia page creation.
I just can't do anything right now. I just filed bankruptcy. Because I spent so much on my my marketing of my book, and I've got to recoup. And it just last week, right? So I'm still trying to learn what I got to do and how much money I'm going to have left over. I got a lot of things I have to do for this thing.
Did you hire a company to do marketing for your book?
Pardon me?
Did you hire a company to do the marketing for your book?
Oh, Ex Libris. Who did my publishing of my book.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very aggressive salesperson, and I overbought, and I owe a lot of money right now.
I'm
so
really concerned.
I can't do any more for a while.
I'm going to give you a hack.
Pardon?
I'm going to give you a hack. If the person that you actually paid for the marketing of your book and they haven't delivered any results to you, just call your bank, tell them that you were fraudulent charge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just call your bank and tell them that you will charge for a fraudulent because the company actually hasn't delivered you anything. I'm on your Amazon page right now. The book was published in 2020. It only has about 15 ratings. Yeah, December 2020. It only has about 15 ratings on the ranking. It's at 502,000. So I think they haven't actually done anything. Just tell your bank that. Then a case will be, fought against them. You don't actually have to do anything. Your bank will get your money back from them. And then you can they'll have to prove that they have put in efforts. But since we don't see any efforts done here, I think that you have a 90% chance of getting your money back.
All I have done, I've paid for an ad in the New York Times book review in May of last year. It was in Publishers Weekly. It's been in the Reader's Digest. I have a trailer, book trailer. I have a video of an interview, and I've pitched to the media for maybe a book to screen thing. Paid a lot of money for a lot of things.
Did you actually get anything that you paid for?
Well, it was in the paper. I've got the ad, but it did not bring about any sales as far as I know, because according to Ex Libris, I've only sold about 255 books.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. They actually haven't done anything. They were just sending you things. They weren't actually publishing them. You just told me that you paid for New York Review, I guess.
The Kirkus Review I paid for separate from them. That was done just before it was published. So it came out, a quote came out on the book cover. Pardon me?
How much did you actually pay them in total? Because I think that
Google? Somebody else did Google. I paid $150 a month for about a year to do that Google ad. That wasn't Equilibris, that was PR Business in Florida.
Shelby, you don't just listen to everything they try selling you. I get you now. You have put in a lot of your money into this. And yeah, right now, there's very little that we can do, but I would still suggest you that call your bank and tell them that your card was fraudulent charged, because I don't see any results. If they were doing marketing for your book, they have done a very poor job. I am sure that they provide you with a lot of guarantees. I don't see any. If you come on your Amazon
absolutely
page.
No results, right?
Yeah, absolutely no results.
Absolutely no results.
Because we do books as well. And if I share the customers that we have worked with and their results, you will actually be amazed. That's exactly what we do. When we commit anything, we actually deliver it. So I am really sorry, but if I see your Amazon page, it's a mess. It's a mess. So call your bank, get your money back, and I will be in touch with you. Can I please have your email?
Yeah. It's my first name, Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at jayelle.com.
So it's...
But, it was printed in all of these. I have the ads, I have the newspapers with them in there, I have the Reader's Digest with my ad in there, but as far as I know, they have not resulted in any sales whatsoever.
That's what I'm saying. We are talking big numbers here, but I don't see any results. So
they don't guarantee any results. They put the ad out there and what? I don't know, I feel like they scammed me as well.
That's why I'm actually asking you to call you back. Listen, Shelby, the thing is, I don't know if you know about this, but this is actually weird. The reason why most of the companies these days ask you to make the payment with your card is because this is the safest reason. Once you have made the payment with your card and you don't get your services delivered, you can just call your card company or bank and tell them that your card was fraudulent charged. If it's in the period of about a year, you can call them. You can tell them that your card was fraudulent charged and you don't approve for the services. The company actually committed you a lot of promises, they will be delivering you this and that, and they haven't done anything. You can just tell them that. What they'll do is, in the next 24 to 48 hours, they will get you your money back, and then they'll start a dispute. That dispute will be fought between the bank and the company. If the company proves that we have done anything or we have actually provided the client results and things like that, then it's a win for the company. You don't get to pay anything. It's the win for the company. But I can tell, I am on the Amazon page, and I can tell that they haven't done anything. I will be, okay, let me tell you one thing. It's a very small thing, but whoever has published your book, there's a segment from the author, they actually haven't even numbered the points correctly. Number one is right after the paragraph, then we have actually 2 6 points. It's a mess. I'm telling you, it's a mess. So they haven't really done a good job. You need to get your money back. Because the book...
Yeah, and I have no control over that. I have no control over that Amazon page. I've tried to correct some of that stuff by the author, Central. The book has won 11 awards from independent authors, different groups, and they don't even put it up there. I have to put it on my page, and I forget sometimes, but yeah.
And what's the book on the royalties that you're getting?
The royalties I'm getting? About a dollar and a half a piece. I think I've made $200 off of this book.
Amazon only keeps 23% of the actual price, so your book is listed for $6.49. Amazon actually gets just the 25th portion of this. The other remaining amount, it's directly going to the people who have published your book. So they're actually looting you. You need to get it taken down, get your money back, and republish it. by yourself, or
okay.
you have my number, just give me a call. I'll assist you with it. The first thing you need to do is you need to get your money back. We should have told me that you actually had to file bankruptcy, because these people
I
actually.
Didn't realize. Yeah. Okay. Let me think. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Take your time. Shelby, take your time. You have my
because I've had some other, you know, I've paid other companies also for some things, and I have not received any sales that I can see from all the stuff that I have bought.
Shelby, I'm really sorry for this, but, you know, you come as a really sweet person. We have been over the phone for almost 40 minutes now. It has been a long call. We have been on the phone for almost 40 minutes now. You have been, you know, among the very few people who were the sweetest to me. So they're actually really sweet, and I think this is what they got from you. I'm really sorry to hear that, but you're actually a sweet person, and it shouldn't be happening to you, but this has happened. About time you get your money back from them. You don't need to make a decision right now. Sleep on it. Think about it. Once you're ready to take a step for yourself, call your bank, get your money, and, you know, your book
looks
great.
My bank is really upset. My bank is already upset because I, you know, I had to declare bankruptcy because I charged all this stuff.
You'll find a good guy there.
What?
Just call the helpline. They'll assist you with it. Tell them the reasons. Tell them that you actually bought services from these people and they didn't really deliver anything. For proof, show them these results. And I'm sure the bank is going to listen to you. They're actually here to help us. It's not for the companies. You are their customer. The company is not their customer. So I'm sure that they're going to have your back. Talk to them. And if you need any help, I am going to drop you a text from my personal number. Just reply back to that. Any time you need any help, just let me know so I can give you a call and, you know, just give you my
And your name is Ryan Chase?
Absolutely.
And what is your telephone number? Is that what you call me from?
No, this is the
landline. Is that my cell phone?
Is
that my cell phone? Okay.
Okay. Let me give you my personal number. It is...
Okay.
901.
All right.
402.
Okay.
6199.
And I can have them call you if they have any questions, right?
Sure. I am sure.
Because you can tell them. You
sure
can tell
the
them
really
that
to me.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I can tell them that, but I am sure they're not going to talk to me because you are their customer, so you'll need to tell them. But if you need any assistance with the bank, I'm going to be there as well for you.
Can I tell this to the court?
You can.
Yes, during my bankruptcy because, and I've got a meeting with the creditors and all this, and so they will all hear it at once. August 10th, I have a court hearing, and that's supposed to be creditors that are showing up to question me about the purchases.
Sure. Okay. Do this. When you're with them, tell them, show them actually the results. You have your computer with you. Tell them that I had put in my years of experience, years of imagination, thinking into this one book. I was desperate to sell the copies. I knew that this book was a marvel, and I absolutely put in my 100% of this book. So I was obviously trying my best to get my book promoted, get it marketed, get it to the maximum reach. So I hired these people, and you can check my Amazon page. You can check my online presence, and they haven't delivered anything. Everything that was promised to me was a scam. So you can get your money back with this. I'm 100%.
Okay, can...
Go
ahead. No, go ahead.
You can get your money back. Once you have that back, we'll talk about it, the future proceedings. But right now, it's a mess. I wasn't really aware of the fact that you actually had to file bankruptcy for this because it's not up to the mark. It shouldn't have happened to you.
Okay.
I'm really sorry I made your evening a mess. You were going to enjoy your cheese.
No, you haven't. No, I appreciate your help. I had no idea that I had any kind of
recourse other than bankruptcy. That's the only thing that was recommended to me because I'm in such a mess. I have, and I forgot what it was I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay. You have my number now. If you need any help, just drop me a text. Oftentimes I miss my calls. Just drop me a text first so I can actually give you a call back.
Okay. All right, I will. Thank you very much.
You have been a sweetheart.
Okay.
And I will try to do my best at my end. If there's anything, just hit me up and I'll be there to help you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shelby. Enjoy your dinner. Have a good day.
Nice meeting you. Nice meeting you.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.